Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. Today we are reviewing a new Bitcoin research paper from Dr. Murray Rudd and Dennis Porter called Bitcoin Supply and Demand Price Dynamics.
That's right, John. We've just picked this new paper up. It was published in August 2025, and it's already making some waves. It outlines a new economic model for Bitcoin, and the numbers are, quite frankly, staggering.
They are, Sarah, but what's crucial is how the paper gets to those numbers. The model isn't based on historical price trends or assumptions about demonetizing other assets. They go back to basics, pure supply and demand dynamics. They've built a bottom-up quantity clearing model that couples Bitcoin's fixed 21 million coin supply with plausible demand growth.
Exactly. So let's get right to the headline figures. What did the model find?
After running a comprehensive Monte Carlo simulation that sampled across all their key variables, they found a 75% likelihood that the price of a single Bitcoin would exceed $4.8 million by April 2036. $4.81 million. Let's let that sink in. And that's not even the median forecast, is it?
No, it's not. When they added uncertainty about the true initial size of the liquid supply, the median forecast for April 2036 was actually $6.01 million. Their model shows that prices in the low single millions to the low tens of millions are not outlier events. They emerge under a very broad set of plausible parameters. Okay, so let's unpack how they got there. People hear these huge numbers and think it's just hype, but this model is firmly grounded in economic first principles.
Okay, so what makes it different from other price models?
There are two major upgrades from previous work. First, they replaced a standard demand curve with the Epstein-Zinn, or EZ, recursive utility function. This is economically meaningful because it lets us separate investor risk aversion from time preferences.
In simple terms, that means we can model the behavior of a day trader who is highly sensitive to short-term price changes versus a long-term hodler who is accumulating steadily for the future without mixing up their motivations.
Precisely. The second key feature is what they call the withdrawal sensitivity parameter, which they denote with the Greek letter alpha. They recognize that it's unrealistic for institutions to keep buying the same number of Bitcoin per day as the price skyrockets. Their dollar cost budget would be exhausted. This parameter acts as a realistic brake, reducing the quantity of Bitcoin withdrawn from liquid supply as the price appreciates.
This is a crucial point. It's what keeps the model grounded and prevents runaway price predictions in most scenarios. They found that the real fireworks don't begin until the liquid supply, the coins that are actually available for trade, gets incredibly tight. And we're not talking about the 19.9 million coins in circulation today.
That's right. We also have to deduct coins that are most likely gone forever. In their baseline, they conservatively estimated an initial liquid supply of around 11.6 million Bitcoin after accounting for Satoshi Nakamoto's wallet holding about 968,000 BTC that have never moved, an estimated 1.57 million lost Bitcoin, and crucially, they assumed that 40% of the coins currently classified as illiquid are permanently hodled and will never return to the market.
So with that framework, they could test some fascinating scenarios. My favorite was the Satoshi sale, a hypothetical quantum attack that dumps all 968,000 of Satoshi's coins onto the market in a single day.
Wow. What was the impact of that?
Surprisingly benign as a supply shock. In a liquid market, their modeling predicted the price only dropped about 5.1%. The market could absorb it. However, a demand shock, a crisis of confidence that would come from, say, a hack, was far more damaging. A 50% cut in the demand multiplier slashed the price by 46.7%. This tells us that in a deep liquid market, sentiment and confidence are bigger drivers than a one-off supply event. When the market isn't deep and liquid, that's where we see the potential for those rare hyperbolic price paths.
Interesting. The report simulations consistently identified a critical threshold, a liquid supply of around 2 million Bitcoin. When withdrawals from exchanges are high, say 6,000 to 7,000 Bitcoin per day, and the liquid supply is pushed below that 2 million coin level, the system can flip. Each marginal purchase has a disproportionate effect on the price, creating a self-reinforcing scarcity spiral.
But it's important to stress that these hyperbolic paths are the exception, not the rule in the model. They require a specific cocktail of aggressive withdrawals from liquid supply combined with low withdrawal sensitivity, meaning buyers who just keep buying regardless of the soaring price. In most cases, the appreciation is steep but is bounded.
Fascinating. So when we put it all together, what are the main takeaways for our listeners?
I think there are three key points we can take from this latest report. Multi-million dollar prices are plausible. It doesn't require hype, just fundamental economics. The model aligns surprisingly well with forecasts from institutions like ARK Invest and Strategy, which use different methodologies entirely. Runaway growth is rare. The hyperbolic price action that captures headlines only occurs under a specific set of conditions, namely when liquid supply drops below about 2 million BTC. Demand is about timing, not endpoints. Higher demand mainly pulls the price milestones forward in time, but it doesn't, by itself, cause the system to break. The real drivers of a potential supply shock are the daily withdrawal rate and execution discipline.
And that has real policy implications. To avoid disorderly outcomes, the focus shouldn't be on suppressing demand, but on ensuring the market remains liquid and encouraging disciplined execution strategies. It's about monitoring the liquid float and ensuring the market's plumbing can handle the pressure as Bitcoin continues to be integrated into the global financial system.
So the DBM community have a front row seat as Bitcoin transitions to a globally accepted asset. This detailed research provides a framework for understanding and navigating that path. The core finding is that steep but bounded appreciation appears to be the most likely road ahead.
Fascinating. Well done to all in the DBM Academy who are front-running this phenomenon. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For a deeper dive into the numbers and methodology, you can download the full paper from the DBM Hub.
Thanks for tuning in to this powerful podcast, folks. Keep up the good work in dollar cost averaging Bitcoin. As ever, for ongoing strategy, insight, and support on your digital asset journey, we will see you in the DB.Academy. Go make it happen.